All right, we got to get a Black Duck update here for Rhody Inn. We got Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. How you doing, Walt?
I'm doing great.
I appreciate you giving us a little time again this week. You know, I'm a week and a few days away from getting Rhody. I'm really excited. I've been watching some DVDs about just training puppies and things like that just to kind of get my head ready for it. But we're looking forward to going with you out to North Dakota, Rhody and I. Of course, he's not going to hunt yet. But we're looking forward to it. Are you pretty anxious?
Oh, well, the phone's been ringing off the hook. I mean, even people that have gone the last few years always have questions. And everybody's getting excited.
The bird numbers are looking great in that southwest corner of North Dakota.
Yep. Well, the latest thing I got from the DNR out there is they said it's the same as last year, maybe a little higher, which is tremendous. I mean, we just get into so many birds. Shark tail should be about the same as last year. And the Sharpies, every year for like the last 4 years, have gotten better and better and better.
They are furry-footed critters, and I love shooting sharp tails. They're almost exotic to me.
Yep, they are. They're a pretty bird.
Haven't shot a lot of them. Shot a lot of ringneck pheasant in my life, not a lot of sharp tails, so I think that's probably why. Let's talk a little bit about the hunt itself. We're down to just a little bit of space left if anybody wants to go. I'm actually looking for somebody to ride with me. So if there's somebody that's been on the fence that thinks, I don't want to drive out there, I actually am looking for a traveling partner to ride with me out to North Dakota where we're going to be hunting.
Yep.
Tell the folks a little bit about what they get for this hunt and the dollar amount of $985.
$985 includes lodging, food, and I just met with Chuck this morning. We went over the menus. He's got a great menu all written up. So the food is tremendous. He came out last year. We're on 3,500 acres of private property. When we're there, we're the only group there. Now, there's three plots that's open to the public, that's private land, that are adjacent to our 3,500 acres. So there's another probably 1,500 acres of plots land that we can also hunt. And to be honest, I've never seen it. When I've been out there, the only people I've ever seen on those plots is our hunters.
Wow. It's just going to be tremendous.
It's a great hunt. I mean, I was trying to figure it out today, but I've got at least six people, I think eight people, that this is their fifth year going out in a row.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to it. If anybody wants to come along, they can either get a hold of me here at the station or give you a call. Give them your number there, Walt.
Okay, it's 906-399-0557.
Well, when we continue with Walt Noah from Black Duck, we'll get a bird report for you. He's got a big network of upland bird hunters across the UP. So we'll talk about grouse numbers. We'll talk about incoming woodcock flights. And also talk about first aid and other tips for you dog owners. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.